couple of weeks ago, I was at the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center. They had a career fair. And this young lady came up to me, Miriam from Yeah Yeah Foods. Trust Foods, it's known as. Mm-hmm. And I remember taking a tour there with the Economic Development Committee with the City of Belleville. And Pat Walsh gave us a tour at Yeah Yeah Foods. And this lady came up to me and she said, excuse me, Mr. Kelly, could I get 5 minutes of your time?
Right.
And I said, sure. So she said, I said, what is it now? And she said, I'm running with this Miss International Canada opportunity. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
You didn't believe her at first?
From Yeah Yeah Foods, let's welcome Rachel. Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Rachel Mergel.
Yes.
Moved to Mix Nation 6 months ago. You're working at Yeah Yeah Foods. Welcome to Mix Nation.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Don't be so shy. So, Miss International Canada, pleasure to have you in the studio. What's the deal here? How did this all come about?
Well, I started pageantry in 2022, and it's sort of like catching a bug as soon as you enter the world. Whole number of opportunities show up, and I competed for Miss International Canada in September, and that went pretty well, and now 2 weeks from today, I'll be in Japan representing Canada at an international pageant.
How cool is that?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, wow, how exciting. Is there anything special you're doing to get prepared for? I mean, it's only in 2 weeks' time, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that go on behind the scenes. It's not just walking on a stage in a gown and a swimsuit. I've got interview prep that I'm doing with people from around the world, preparing my wardrobe and doing appearances like this. It's been so much fun and really eye-opening, and my most enjoyable aspect of the work that I do is with regard to my social project, which is centered on encouraging and empowering youth through literacy education. Last Friday, I was at the Trenton Library delivering a Princess Story Hour, and next Wednesday, November 5th, I'll be at the Belleville Library doing the same in the evening.
Oh, good for you, getting out and connecting with people.
Yeah, I'm really driven by connecting with others. I work in human resources, so it's part of who I am in my job, but being Miss International Canada, having to represent the different backgrounds and values and experiences of the different ethnic origins and nations that are a part of our country is a huge honor, but also a huge responsibility. And the best way to learn how to do that is connecting with other people.
You grew up in the GTA. You went to McMaster University, studied business.
Yes, and English literature, which is a passion of mine and the foundation of the social work that I do, because reading and writing is such a core part of what we do in our everyday. You know, you wake up and the first thing you do is check your phones, check the news, message a loved one, read a menu when you go to dinner, you know. And if you can't read or write, then you aren't set up for success in the same way that others are. And so it's really about unlocking those opportunities for youth in need.
How many countries are involved with the event in Japan in a couple weeks?
80 countries.
Wow. 80?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot, but part of the beauty of competing in pageants is a lot of people see it as a competition, and that is a small aspect of it, but I've made friends from around the world. I competed last year at a different international pageant, Miss Supranational, where I also represented Canada, and now I have friends in Finland and Vietnam, across the world, and I'm so excited to be able to connect with the other delegates when I get to Miss International.
So if you're an athlete, you have to stay in great shape. I would think that's the same representing Canada at the Miss International competition, if you will. Mm-hmm. You have to healthy mind, healthy body, all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Boxing is one of my favorite sports. I love to box, especially as a woman. I think it's really important to learn self-defense. I mean, it's also really unlocked like a sense of confidence in my strength, which I didn't necessarily have before. So that's a really big passion of mine. And I was also a cheerleader through McMaster University, and there's a lot of stereotypes with that, so breaking stereotypes is one of my hobbies.
You're doing a great job, really.
When you talk about the stereotypes of cheerleading, can you expand on that?
Yeah, I think people see cheerleaders as ditzy mean girls, and that's far from the truth. Again, it's, you know, it's a team sport. You're literally lifting people up. I was the one being lifted up, so there's a ton of trust that goes into that. And the connections and the relationships you make with your teammates. So that's a huge part of the sport. And everyone was intelligent, They're all university students after all, and very team oriented. So
good. Well, Rachel Mergel moved to this area 6 months ago working at Yeah Yeah Foods and is Canada's representative at the Miss International pageant. It's happening in a couple of weeks in Japan. How can our audience and listeners help you out?
Well, I would love to see you next Wednesday at the Belleville Library if you have any children that you want to bring to the Princess Story Hour program. That would be excellent to meet with you in person. And if you'd like to support my journey, you can follow me on Instagram. It's just my name, Rachel Mergel. And there's voting that's taking place, and that helps me get into the top 20 of the 80 at the international competition. And the voting takes place on their app or on their website. And any and all support is very much greatly appreciated. It's really a journey of a community, not just one person.
And their website is missinternationalcanada.com.
Miss International.
Yeah. And you have, were telling Miriam and I, from a family of three sisters?
Yes, I grew up surrounded by women, so very much a feminist.
Family's pretty happy with what you're doing, yeah?
Yeah, they've been so supportive. It's been really great. Like I said, competing internationally it's not easy. It's a lot of work and behind the scenes, and having that support circle is really what helps me stay focused and motivated. And sometimes it can be easy to fall to comparison when you see other, 80 beautiful and intelligent women online doing what they're doing. And it's really been the support of my support circle behind the scenes that has been helpful in helping me stay focused and motivated.
You ready for that long flight?
Yes.
How long is it?
I think it's like 17 hours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
good
it's
for
a
you.
Long day. I'm going a day in advance so that I can adjust to the jet lag, because I think it's 13 hours ahead or something from here. So it'll be quite the journey, but a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm so excited for it.
Jay's going to win?
Fingers crossed.
And how are things at Yeah Yeah Foods?
So far, so good. We're growing. We've got more people joining our team in the next couple of weeks, and we will have more more people hopefully joining us in the new year as well. So if you're looking for work in manufacturing, reach out, because that's what I do.
That's from the HR department.
Yes. Good sign.
Good sign. Thank you, and good luck in Japan.
Thank you so
much. All the best.
Appreciate this.